Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Film Festival, here for the film Tremors with Juan Pablo Olislager and Diane Barton. Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Hola.
I'm very good and I'm very moved and shocked by the film that you were acting to. The film, can you just tell us a little bit about the plot of the film?
Well, the movie basically tells the story of a family man who's going through some struggles. He's realizing what he really is and accepting it. And the story tells all the struggles he has with his family, because he has a wife and some kids, and with his religious principles. So that's basically it.
Yeah. And you, Diane, you are the wife.
Yes, I'm the wife.
Basically, the film starts with this fantastic sequence of sounds like a thriller and a horror film, because mm-hmm. something bad is happening, you don't know why, and you don't know what it is. And basically, is you understand that this man has just come out,
mm-hmm.
and the family could not manage this.
Yeah.
Especially your character is completely goes bonkers out of it.
Yeah, of course. And mainly it's because he didn't really came out. We just found out, mm-hmm. which is completely different things. And I believe that Isaac cannot like bear the situation, because she just doesn't understand it. Like, she has been protecting this family for so long and planning everything so perfectly that it's just like surreal that something can like crumble and not be this perfect family that she's been working on, you know, and that he's actually bringing this to the table. And you can see in the movie that she's containing, even with her best friend. When we're at the sauna, she's asking me about this other lady, and she cannot just like say it's not a woman. It's just... Yeah.
Do you think that, because everything is based on religion and our religion beliefs, because mm-hmm. everything, the motor of what is happening is passing through the religion, through the beliefs of this family and all the people that is surrounding Pablo. Do you think that this depiction of the influence of religion is real, is as strong as it is in the movie in Guatemala,
or
it was dramatized?
Yes, definitely. And it's not just religion, it's how religion it comes like together also with social class and your social status. So it is as strong as it shows right there. Even like Haido was saying that he didn't want to like he couldn't like really measure how much, you know. We wanted to tell even more on how it is really like together with the religion, and it's so hard that people won't believe that it's so real, but it's completely like that. Like you can really see it and live it around you.
Because the thing that was really astonishing to me was that all those people that are against Pablo, that mm-hmm. turns against Pablo, considering him like a sick man, like a man to be...
Yes,
it's a disease. Yeah.
Those people are considering themselves the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They are the right...
The
righteous
proper ones.
Yeah, the righteous one.
Exactly.
Those who has the right and knows what it is good and what is not.
Exactly.
And this is really frightening.
Mm-hmm. I think the pastor's the female pastor's role is very important, because you can see that condescendence when she speaks to people. She thinks she's God, basically. She's speaking God words mm-hmm. and trying to tell everybody to live according to their standards. In Guatemala, there are like very large churches, but we also have not all Guatemala is like that. But we do have very, very, very big churches. Actually, we have one of the largest, mm-hmm. or the largest, evangelical. Mm-hmm. It's a stadium, basically. It's the mm-hmm. size of the Mercedes-Benz Arena here.
Mm-hmm. No, really.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, like even traffic on Sundays, it's like the whole city paralyzes.
And for the preparation of the role, we're not depicting that church. We're depicting, Haido wanted to depict like a combination of religions. You can see the devotion of the people, and there is some people, they think that religion is doing something good in their lives. It gives them north
compensations.
Mm. Yeah,
it compensates.
And some people need
too.
It some people need it, especially in a country that struggles so much as Guatemala in many senses. Mm. I think that's a soulless the religion And what amazes me about human beings in particular in certain areas of the world is that they don't think for themselves. They just try to live the religious dogma as if it were real, and you don't question yourself
what's happening to Pablo. The only thing is that his wife said that he was sick, and everybody says okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody questioned him to ask him what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was like already stigmatized, and that's it.
And it doesn't even come from Isa. Mm-hmm. Like, Isa just doesn't know how to react, and she goes forward to the family, and the family is the one that says he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she starts like realizing what this would make to her family. And
yeah, it's like a weird and really bad combination about religion, mm-hmm. beliefs and social obligations.
Yeah.
All together, they have like they combust. They create this really dangerous situation. One thing I wanted to ask you is about the recovery
methods.
We are watching many movies lately about this, but this is the first one that involves an adult and not a kid, not like a young man. How did you prepare for that part, and how was it that for you to be believable in that specific situation?
Well, I did not know as a person that this happened, that these conversions happened. So I was very shocked when I heard about it, especially when they inject you substances in order to bring your libido down and eat certain foods or drink certain juices or whatever. I just immersed, you know. I, for example, the scene that was particularly tough for me was there's like a wrestling match where you have to
prove that you're a man.
To prove that you're a man and touch another man, not in a sexual way. That scene was particularly tough for me. I just got into the moment and I tried to think that it was good for the character, what he was doing, that it was good. Not to judge that what the pastor is saying is wrong or is BS.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Juan Pablo Lislager and Diane Bato for having been with us. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.